Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Do you remember your first summer job? Did you love it? Did you make memories? Did you actually make any money? 1-800-330-9999. My older daughter, Hayden, turned 15 years old this past month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said to her, you could probably get a summer job. You could go be a camp counselor, or you can do something. You can go work with Nono. My dad has a bunch of restaurants. He's a pizzeria guy. He's a pizza man. And I said, go work at the pizza place. And she was like, I don't know. And then yesterday, Raven, my dad was so excited because he had a plan for her.
Hi, Aiden. I have a job for you. I bought a pizza costume in the form of a slice of pizza. And I want you to dance on a sidewalk of Maria the Baker. I'll pay you well.
I don't know how I feel about this, Nono.
Why don't you just want to take the job? You just got to dance on the side of the road for a couple extra dollars.
The kids today.
She doesn't want to do it. I said, get a couple of your friends. The pizza costume, I will say, is hot.
Yeah.
He said that he had ordered on Amazon. It came from China. It took over a month to get here.
Oh, my God. I hope it doesn't smell like everything does.
He says it gets hot inside, but he's like, get a few of your friends.
Okay.
You guys alternate a half hour, 15 minutes each in the costume. Mm-hmm. I pay you all really well, and we'll let people know that we sell pizza by the slice, too, not just whole pies. I said, this is great.
You know what? I mean, listen, I have no doubt that he would probably pay his granddaughter pretty well to do this, right? And, I mean, as far as work goes, you're out there, you're just dancing around. On the other hand, I mean, I think you have to fly her to another state if she's going to do this. Because she goes to high school.
You can't see her face. She's a pizza slice.
You can't see her face even?
Oh,
I thought it would
be
one where the face would just be sticking out.
No, you got just the eyes cut out and like the breathing apparatus.
I mean,
you can't tell who's in the pizza slice.
But the problem is if one person finds out who's in the pizza slice.
Who cares?
No, her life is over.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I think that it's completely
fine. It's our first year at a new high school and everything, too. I mean, seriously. Like, I get it. I would want my 15-year-old going to work. I think it's important, right? Especially, and you have the opportunity to get hired right in. That's good. And again, I'm sure Grandpa would pay her well.
Here, look. Here's a picture of it.
Oh, God, no. No.
Actually, you know what?
Who's dancing in that right now? Tell me it's not her.
No, it's one of the kids that works at the pizza place. You know what? I'm going to put this on our Instagram story.
And ruin that kid's life.
You can't see who it is. I'm going to put it on our Instagram story at Anna and Raven, and then you can tell me what you think. And meanwhile, what was your first summer job? 1-800-330-9999. Emma.
My first summer job was working at an amusement park. I was in charge of the roller coasters in the kiddie section, and I loved it. I loved seeing all the kids just have the time of their lives. Some of them was like very traumatizing, but it was so fun.
I worked at an amusement park for a while, and I absolutely loved it too. It was a great time.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you were in charge of the roller coasters in the kiddie area for your first summer job instead of the big crazy ones that do 180 miles per hour. But I would say the staff training on those elaborate ones isn't much better.
Yeah, that is a fun job because everybody's there to have a good time. Everybody's that's a perfect summer job, too.
Uniforms, meals, they take care of everything, at least the one I worked at. It was great.
1-800-330-9999. Your first summer job, what was it? What was your first summer job? Do you remember what it is? My older daughter turned 15 last month, and my dad made her an offer to wear a pizza costume outside his pizzeria and dance and wave people in, and she doesn't want to do it this summer.
Yeah, there's two reasons that she asked my support on this one. Number one, It's going to be hot, man. And imagine being outside in a suit like that that's covering your body from head to toe. I mean, it only has holes for eyes. Your face doesn't even stick out of this thing. There's like no relief.
You can go to our Instagram page at Anna and Raven on our stories and take a look at it. Like, would you make your kid do this? Because I think it's a fantastic first job.
Yeah, second reasoning is that, again, she's in high school.
Who cares?
So if just one of the other people that she goes to high school gets wind of this thing, like, this could destroy her.
No, I think it makes her cooler, actually. Ashley, what was your first job?
I actually was a pewtersmith.
A what?
Like, a pewtersmith. So I worked with pewter. It's a metal, so I made, like, bowls and jewelry, and you kind of, the way you work with it is kind of like a hammer, but it's not quite that, but it's close enough to it. But, yeah, it's pretty malleable metal, and I made jewelry and these really nice bowls and stuff. It was really fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I was super young. I was, like, 13 or 14. It was really fun.
My friend, his father just passed. He was a master pewter crafter.
Really?
Yes. So he made a couple of the Vince Lombardi trophies.
Cool.
For the Super Bowl. He made a couple of Lord Stanley's Cup for the NHL. Like, big stuff. And, like, when he passed, there's, like, a national organization or whatever. They honored him.
It's a lost start.
Yeah, it's wild, right?
Yes. Jason, what was your first summer job?
Selling hot dogs at Yankee Stadium.
Well, that's a great job.
At 16 years old. No. Not a great job.
Why?
You can't really watch the game. You can't really watch the game. And my second or third week in, I had a guy throw a hot dog back at me and hit me in the face and scream, no mustard. Or I said, no mustard. Not a great job.
How good was that pitch? Get him out there.
You get to watch some of the games. Don't you get free tickets to some of the games?
You know, when the crowd goes crazy, well, you just show up at work and then you grab your stuff and you go out. Mm-hmm. But between running back to refill and handing things out and taking the money and making the change, you're always reacting to after the event and the crowd cheering. And then you can maybe catch it on the scoreboard on the replay.
Mm. Well, at least you can say you were there.
Allison, what was your first summer job?
My first summer job was working at an ice cream stand. So did like soft serve cones and stuff for the whole summer. And I got to eat free ice cream, too. So it was pretty sweet.
Yep. I worked at Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah, but it wasn't the ideal thing for you. You had a sad time, right?
It was, well, because I couldn't give away. Were you able to give away free ice cream to your friends?
I mean, I did it a couple times. I don't know if I was supposed to.
Yeah, like my boss would be standing over our shoulder and like couldn't really have samples. And I don't know. I didn't love it. And I felt like I was Cinderella because I would have to mop and sweep and do all the stuff that nobody else wanted to do because I was 14 years old at my first job.
And you know what? It's hard when your friends come in and visit.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all having a great time and you're working.
Yep.
You just want to leave with them.
What was your first summer job? 1-800-330-9999. It was an offer that she could refuse. My older daughter turned 15 last month and my father was so excited to offer her her first job.
Hi, Aiden. I have a job for you. I bought a pizza costume in the form of a slice of pizza and I want you to dance on a sidewalk of Maria the Baker. I'll pay you well.
I don't know how I feel about this, no.
Turned it down right away.
It should be noted that if you're unaware that Anna's parents own pizza restaurants, so it's not just like she was going to put on this pizza slice and dance in front of anything.
I mean, she's got no problem eating at the pizza places every day. You can't go dance outside wearing that costume and have no pay you good money.
I mean, imagine on the days where it's like 100 degrees and you got like 80% humidity.
15 minutes an hour. That's all he wanted from her. 15 minutes an hour. Think about it. 45 minutes, you're inside on TikTok. 15 minutes, you're standing outside in a pizza costume.
Oh, well, you know what? I mean, actually, that changes my opinion a little bit. Yeah. 15 minutes an hour, it's pretty good.
What was your first summer job? 1-800-330-9999.
Hey, Leticia, what was your first summer job? Tell us about it.
Are you ready? Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mmm, delicious.
Did you eat fried chicken all day? Because I definitely would. Like, I would eat it to the point I couldn't eat it anymore.
Picking at it.
The best part was in the end of the night, they give me two buckets, take it home.
You know, I had a friend who used to manage Taco Bell, and at the end of the night, he would send his employees out with just bags and bags of the extra stuff. And I'm like, how could there be that much extra stuff?
That's so nice. Mm-hmm. That's so nice. They don't throw it in the garbage. We have a very good manager, and he give us buckets at night.
Nice manager, saving you money, also killing you, right? Closing your arteries, but saving you a bunch of cash, right?
And Maria, your first summer job, what was it?
Oh, my God. My first summer job was at a park called Rocky Glen. My father absolutely refused to let me work there because, like, of that carny attitude. So I used to ride my bike a mile and a half to get there, and then I got fired because I worked at a stand where, you know, you threw darts or you threw the rings, and I gave all my friends free gifts, and they caught me.
Oh, man.
That was my first job.
Yeah, joining the circus or the carnival sounds like a good time at first, right?
Until you have to ride your bike a mile and get there.
Until they're like, listen, man, we got to move some of this product. You got to get 25 people throwing these darts today. If not, you don't eat tonight.
Jason, what was your first summer job?
My first summer job, I actually took over as a camp counselor at my summer day camp that I used to attend myself.
That's pretty great. Did you love it?
It was awesome. I got to turn the table on everybody else. And now all of a sudden, I'm in charge.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds a little bit vindictive.
Softball was
right?
Fun.
Oh, come on. Oh, man, the 80s.
Oh, I'm on the counselor side now, you know. You can't touch me.
Do they still play dodgeball, or is it one of those things where now we're too sensitive?
Yeah. I mean, it might have been woke right out of the activities. I'm not sure. Who knows?
Like, now they make, like, different games where it used to be dodgeball, but it's like lodgeball, where, like, you don't actually throw things at each other. You hug, but you still have to tag or something like that.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.